Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're cracking open Todd Connor's Third Shift Entrepreneur. Sophie, you and I both have day jobs, so I've got to ask, is this book basically telling us we can have our cake and eat it too?
Hey there, Sam, great to be here. And yes, that's exactly what it's saying. Third Shift Entrepreneur is all about how you don't need to quit your job to start a successful business. In fact, it argues your day job is your greatest asset, not a cage.
Okay, because I've always heard the opposite. You know, the whole leap and the net will appear thing. But Connor says that's a myth that's actively misleading for most people.
Right.
He calls the traditional path the all-in myth, the image of the founder who burns bridges and risks everything. But for most of us, that's a recipe for disaster, not success.
So what's the alternative? I'm guessing it's in the title, right? The third shift?
Exactly.
He breaks your life into three shifts. The first shift is your primary career, the one that pays the bills and gives you health insurance. The second shift is your personal life, family, friends, and rest. And the third shift is the dedicated time you carve out to build your venture.
And this isn't about hustle culture or sleeping less, right? He's not telling us to grind at 2 a.m. every night.
No, not at all. It's about working in harmony with your responsibilities, not against them. Your day job gives you a financial buffer, and that's a superpower. It lets you experiment, take risks, and walk away from bad deals because you're not desperate.
So it's like having a greenhouse for your fragile seedling of a business. The job protects it while it grows strong enough to survive out in the open.
That's a great metaphor, Sam. And he also tackles the fear of your employer finding out. He says to think of your employer as your first and most important investor.
Interesting. But how do you keep that relationship from getting messy?
You have to be scrupulously ethical. Never use company time, resources, or intellectual property. Don't work on your side business during office hours. That's not just a moral stance, it's strategic. If you're a high performer, most employers won't care what you do on your own time.
Okay, so give me the step-by-step. Where do I even start?
The first step is what he calls audience of one. Before you build anything, identify a single person who has a specific problem you can solve. Have a conversation with them, not to sell, but to understand their struggle deeply.
So it's not about market research reports. It's about one real, empathetic relationship.
Exactly. That person becomes your first customer, your test case, and your most valuable source of feedback.
And then what? Once I know the problem, I build a full product?
No way. You create a minimum viable offer. The simplest possible version of your solution that you can deliver with your own hands. It could be a service, a spreadsheet, a simple website. The key is it's valuable enough for your audience of one to pay for.
And that's the moment of truth. If they pay, you've got validation. If they don't, you've got feedback.
Right.
And that feedback loop, build, sell, learn, iterate, is the engine of the whole third shift approach.
I love that. But what about the psychological side? Juggling a day job, a family, and a side hustle sounds exhausting.
It is, and he talks about that.
His advice is to stop trying to balance everything perfectly. That's a myth. Instead, you integrate your lives. Be fully present in whatever shift you're in. When you're at work, be an excellent employee. When you're with family, put your phone away. When you're in your third shift, be ruthlessly focused.
So it's about single tasking, not multitasking. That actually sounds less exhausting.
It is. And he also addresses the fear of success, which is real. People get scared of what happens if the side business actually takes off.
Yeah, because then you have to decide, do I leave the security of my job?
Exactly. His solution is to set tripwires, predefined milestones that trigger a decision. For example, if your side business earns 75% of your salary for 6 months straight, you give notice.
That takes the emotion out of it. It's a logical step, not a terrifying leap.
Right.
And how do you find the time? He suggests a radical audit of your schedule. Most of us waste hours on low-value stuff, like scrolling social media or watching shows we don't even enjoy.
So you reclaim that time, not by sleeping less, but by cutting the crap.
Exactly. Find a consistent, protected block of time each day or week. It could be early morning or late at night. The specific time doesn't matter as much as consistency. It builds a habit, and over time, those small efforts compound.
But not every business can start that way, right? I mean, you can't build a rocket ship in your garage on weekends.
No, he's a realist. The third shift model works best for service businesses, online courses, consulting, niche e-commerce. Ventures that need minimal overhead and can start with one person.
So it's not about becoming the next unicorn. It's about building a thriving business that gives you more freedom and control.
Exactly. And the end game isn't necessarily quitting your job. At some point, you reach a fork. You can keep running it as a side business for extra income and fulfillment. Or you can make the leap, but from a position of strength. You've already proven it works.
So you're not jumping into the void. You're stepping onto solid ground you built yourself.
That's the beauty of it. The book redefines success. It says you can have both security and ambition, at least for a time. And that's often the wisest path.
Honestly, this book feels like a permission slip. Permission to keep my day job and still pursue my dream. That's the takeaway for me.
And if you want to dive deeper, the full library is waiting at 7minutebooks.com/app. You get over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language for just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. Third Shift Entrepreneur is a reminder that you don't have to choose between your career and your dream. You can start right now in the quiet hours of your own third shift and build something that matters. We'll see you in the next one.